This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. Renee Montaigne's away. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Recent sanctions imposed on Iran seem to be squeezing the country's economy. Iran is having trouble finding foreign banks to handle its shrinking oil revenues. The value of its currency has plummeted. And Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is trying to remove subsidies on food and fuel. NPR's Mike Schuster has more.
There has not been a moment since the triumph of the Islamic Revolution in 1979 that Iran's government has not faced sanctions imposed by the United States and more recently by the UN Security Council. But over the years, it seemed that sanctions had little effect on Iran's economy, until now. Now, the U.S. is putting enormous pressure on banks in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East to stop cooperating with Iran. And the effort is paying off, says Nader Hashemi, an Iran expert at the University of Denver.
Sanctions that have been placed on Iran, which are the most comprehensive sanctions ever, are starting to bite and starting to deeply affect the functioning of the economy and the life of the average citizen.
The most dramatic evidence was the sudden drop in the value of Iran's currency, the rial, a few weeks ago. It took everyone by surprise, from the average citizen on the street to the leaders of Iran's central bank. The bank was forced to intervene in the currency market to stabilize the rial, and that brought questions about Iran's foreign currency reserves and whether Iran's oil exports are dropping. For the moment, the rial has been stabilized, but the episode left everyone jittery.
The effect has been on the Iranian people, not on the regime.
Sadek Zibakalam is a professor at Tehran University, speaking recently on the Al Jazeera English satellite TV channel.
Time and again, Ahmadinejad and other Iranian leaders actually say that sanctions have made us stronger. Ahmadinejad has actually, in a very Machiavellian way, has been trying to manipulate the sanction to its own favor.
Nevertheless, numerous international companies from Europe, Turkey, India, and elsewhere are now refusing to buy Iran's crude oil or to supply Iran with gasoline and jet fuel. In addition, now comes the possibility that economic subsidies will end. Iran's government has been subsidizing the price of basic foods and fuel for decades, but it looks like the cost of subsidies is now so high they could soon bankrupt Iran's government. Ahmadinejad has put a bill before the parliament to remove subsidies, but many in the parliament are opposed. Faradeh Farhi, an analyst of Iranian affairs at the University of Hawaii, says the bill has made everyone nervous.
People are very worried that prices are going to go up, and they also assumed that the price of dollar is going to go up, so everybody started effectively buying dollars, even normal housewives.
To soften the impact, Ahmadinejad wants control of the revenues that will be saved in order, he says, to make direct payments to the poorest of Iran's citizens, to those most affected by inflation, which is already on the rise. These payments began last week on a small scale in several rural provinces. Many in the parliament, including conservatives, do not want Ahmadinejad to have that power.
When you give cash payments to people, you can give it to the people that you want, so you buy their loyalty also.
Hossein Askari is an expert on Iran's economy at George Washington University. He believes a crisis is coming for Iran's economy, given the impact of sanctions and subsidies and uncertainty in the oil market.
I absolutely believe that the impact of reduced oil revenues and the cost of the subsidies is really squeezing the government of Iran.
And as the economic pressure builds, many are questioning whether Iran's government has the skill to manage the crisis. Just look at how the government has handled the subsidy issue so far, says Faradeh Farhi.
The way the government has approached the issue, not giving enough information to the population about how much money they are going to get and how fast the prices will be liberalized, has created a very tense environment inside Iran where everybody is very worried about whether or not they can manage their economic situation.
Some believe the government is purposefully withholding accurate information about the state of the economy. And already some in the government have accused citizens of hoarding and economic sedition. Mike Schuster, NPR News.